Hey, and welcome to Sober Dad Podcast, episode 81.
Dad.
Yeah, as you can see, I got some help today.
Hi.
Yes, hi. Half the family is sick, and the other half of the family is very sick. So,
hi.
I think she's the only one that's actually not sick. But my six-year-old's got it pretty bad. I got it the worst today so far.
Hi.
My wife had to stay home from work yesterday, and we just have not had time to sit down and do a podcast. Yeah, so we're going to try. This one skipped her nap. But we had a pretty good Easter. Hope you guys did as well. Yes. And don't really have a topic today. It's more of a checking in kind of episode since I've been gone for so long. Are you trying to sing? Yeah. Oh, the window's open. She's peeping on the neighbor out the window. But yeah, we had a good Easter. Had some family come down. And I got to read almost all of the Realm of Hungry Ghosts book that's been on my list. The Gabor Mate book. Gabor, I never say his name right, but it's a pretty good book. It's got some good parenting stuff in there and a lot of interesting scientific stuff about addiction. So I was excited to finally start doing that one. And I've almost finished it. I've actually gotten a lot better about reading books lately. So I finished Daryl Dittmer's book in like 2 days. But yeah, I'm still here, still sober, just a little sick. I'm actually more sore just from being sick than I've been from the gym in a long time, which probably has something to do with my lack of intensity at the gym, probably. The fasting's been going well. I'm still sub 200, so that's a plus. And after this sickness, I'll probably be even lighter. But just trying to get to the gym. Went to a birthday party on Wednesday with the three oldest kids, a friend of theirs from the gym. So we had a lot of fun. She dropped the pen. Let's get that pen. Where'd it go? So just, you know, doing the family thing, doing the sober thing. My dad was down here, so we got to have some sobriety talk, which was nice. I don't get to do that too often. We text each other periodically, but that's about it. Been meaning to get him back on the show, so we'll see if that happens anytime soon. He's coming up on his 1 year here pretty soon. I think he'll be 11 months in a few days, so that's pretty cool. And there should be a show on Monday. I'm having a very minor medical procedure done on Tuesday, so that should not interfere with Monday's show at all. But we shall see. You want to go grab that pen? Watch your head. And yeah, I am hoping that this is sounding all right. I don't have my headphones on because my little helper here keeps ripping them off my head. I've tried to record this like 4 times now. So just don't think this episode's going to be too much longer. Quick update on the push-up thing. Oh, I know. I'm on day 96 of the push-up challenge, and I've done about half of them because part of being sick, I'm pretty weak, actually. Just doing push-ups has been quite a bit of effort. Usually I can do the whole thing in like 2 sets, like a set of 50 and a set of 40 or whatever. But yesterday's was 94 or 95, and I had to break that up into like 3 or 4 sets. And it's just a matter of getting them done. Like, that's one thing that I'm not going to compromise on, even if I am sick. I'll get it done one way or the other. It's just something I've been, you know, I want to stick it out the whole year. And I've almost made it to 100 days, so might as well keep going, right? But yeah, the push-up challenge has been going well. The dieting thing, as far as like just not eating. And, you know, I do have some days where I do eat, and I'm still struggling, especially now with the Easter candy, still struggling with the snacking. But like, I ate today, and I've actually done pretty well as far as snacking. I ate a meal, and I called it good there. And I think I only made 1 trip to the pantry. So that's progress, right? Progress, not perfection. But yeah, I'm still, you know, losing weight. I'm still about 5 pounds down from where I started, so that's good. Not able to go to the gym, though, this week because the kids are sick. I think we went on Wednesday, was the only day we made it to the gym. And then everyone just got, we were actually at the birthday party, and my oldest started feeling real sick. So, and this is like her favorite place in the world, this indoor play place. And I knew that she must have been sick because she was asking to go home and said she was cold. So then I had to carry her several blocks to where we had to park our car because there was no parking anywhere near that place. And so got her home, and she promptly threw up the cupcake that she ate and all that stuff. So that was a lot of fun. And then last night she threw up all over her bed. So I was having to do that in the middle of the night, also not feeling well. And then today I feel pretty awful. Been to the bathroom several times, but don't want to go into too much detail there. And yeah, we're just trying to get through it. Hopefully be feeling better by Monday. And I will have something more concrete from you for you. I just wanted to make sure that you guys heard from me. I'm still here, still sober, just sick and been very busy with family stuff and all good things except for being sick. So if you guys want to get in on the push-up challenge today, what is the date? The 5th of April. It is day 96 of the year. And then tomorrow will be 97 and so on. So if you want to, you can do your 96 push-ups and start going. And in order to catch up, though, it would be 4,656 push-ups. So if you don't want to catch up and just start now, that's fine, too. Some push-ups are better than no push-ups. But so far this year, I have done 4,656 push-ups, and that's not counting anything at the gym that's part of my workout. This was on purpose, like a separate thing. So if my workout app tells me to do push-ups, those don't count towards the total for the day. But yeah, I think that's all I got. I'm going to try to get this one down for her nap and see if I can't try to finish up my push-ups. So yeah, till Monday, remember to raise your kids and not glasses.